program.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
We're back. You can't get rid of us. Try changing the channel. It doesn't work. We're on every station.
Every station across the USA, baby.
Yeah, we're jamming. We're jamming. This is Carl Lenore, your host, and I'm in the studio today with my buddy,
LG Dupree.
Hey, do you notice the synchronicity of what's going on right now in general, in the media, and in life that has some aspects that are similar to the Superhuman Radio Show?
Absolutely.
Okay, there's a new movie out with one of the Wilson brothers named
Superman.
No, there's a Superman show out, right? There's
I
a
love that.
Okay, Superman's
but
out.
You're talking about Dupree and me?
Yeah.
Me and
something
Dupree?
Something about me and Dupree, right?
Right.
Okay. And then what's the theme song to Adam Sandler's new movie about Click? Freeze Frame. The
oh,
theme song.
Wow.
I mean, it's just freaky.
We are totally in line
I
with
know,
the universe
man.
Right
we're,
now.
We're synchronized with all the planets, I think.
Yeah, maybe we're going to syndicate here in a day or two.
There you go. Anyway, we've got a great show for you in store. Just want to remind everybody the website is superhumanradio.com. If you want to call in and talk to a guest or to myself or LG, the phone number here is 502-571-1080, 571-1080. And the email address, if you want to email us a question for today's show, is onair@superhumanradio.com. Today's show is going to be great. We're going to be talking to an IFBB pro named Eddie Robinson.
Yeah, this guy looks like he works part-time as a car jack.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
God, he's built.
Well, I'll tell you something else. He's got movie star quality handsome. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
he's a
good-looking
no
guy.
Doubt about
yeah,
that.
He's a real good-looking guy. You could see him doing one of those beach movies, you know, back with Annette Funicello and stuff.
Yeah, there
you know?
You go.
But anyway, and Eddie's going to be on today, and Eddie's going to be talking to us about a technique called sodium loading that most IFBB pros and professional competitors use to rid their bodies of subcutaneous fluid, make the skin as thin as possible, at the same time fill the muscles with water so that you have a harder, grainier, more ripped look when you step on stage.
I worked with a guy that did this when I was a butcher at Winn-Dixie a long time ago.
He was a bodybuilder, right?
Yeah, his name was Billy Wayne Hart, and he came runner-up as Mr. Kentucky at one point, but he did the skin thinning with the sodium, and then... It was amazing to me over a few weeks' time how you could start to see the details of his muscles and veins, and it was just unbelievable how
well,
cut he
got. Here's the thing. Most people have heard about sodium loading, and in the average gym, someone will allude that they know how to sodium load, but the reality is having a detailed step-by-step approach is what people need in order to do it right. And Eddie wrote an article for a magazine that I happen to like reading. It's called Southern Muscle. It's a magazine that focuses on the southeastern states.
Wow, look at the women on the cover of that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Whoop my ass in a minute.
It's a great magazine. And what they do here in Southern Muscle is they publicize the competitors, not the pros, but the people who are working on hopefully being pros someday.
Uh-huh.
And it's a great magazine. And Eddie wrote this article for Southern Muscle. And Southern Muscle, when I read it, I thought, gee, I got to get in touch with Eddie because I've never seen it laid out in such detail, step by step. Here's how you do it.
Right.
2 weeks out from competition.
I'd like to see this because, to me, it's a contradiction because sodium is salt, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, doesn't that extra salt or extra sodium in your diet usually make you hold fluid?
Well, you want that to happen at one point. I'm not going to give it away. We're going to let him explain it. But, yes, you do want that. But then there's a point in time where it releases it, too.
Okay. It's actually
manipulation of sodium and potassium levels in the body. But we're going to let Eddie explain it because he does it best. And we'll get into that right after the first break. Just wanted to mention a couple things. First of all, I've been using Charles Stally's escalating density training.
Did you go to that? See, I had a shoulder something with my shoulders a couple of weeks ago after we had him on, so I'm starting that Monday. And I was going to start on that training. And you said we had like 600 people download that show because they must have hit a nerve with some folks.
They downloaded the show. Plus, they downloaded his free ebook, The Unnatural Athlete, which is still up there on the website. If you go to superhumanradio.com, right on the homepage, you'll see you can download Charles Stally's one of his most popular ebooks, The Unnatural Athlete.
For somebody that missed that show, tell them what the premise of escalating density training is.
Well, I'll tell you, escalating density is really an amazing thing because what you do is you pick two exercises. Generally antagonistic. So let's say biceps and triceps, or quads and hams, for instance, or bench press and rowing movements. That would be antagonistic in the same plane. You pick those two movements. You use a weight that you can usually get 10 reps out to failure. In other words, on your 10th rep, you're going to fail.
You're done.
Right. You take that weight for each of the movements, and you do as many sets of five alternating between the movements that you can do in 15 minutes.
Right, and then you move on to the next. And he said to only do three at
a
time.
I'm very conservative. So I started out with one PR zone. The first time I did this, I just did quads and hams 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. I did chest and back 15 minutes. I did buys and tries 15 minutes, and I just started there.
Now, how did you feel when you were done? Were you beat?
Well, no, I wasn't beat. I was actually exhilarated. I felt very, very good. And I did the math. You know, if you think about exercise, it's how much work the muscles do that they respond to by getting stronger and larger. Okay, and I don't want to get into the whole, well, hypertrophy, you need to do this, and strength, you need to do that. The bottom line is, with Charles's approach, you end up doing a lot more work.
In less time.
Yes, in less time. For instance, the bench press. Let's say a guy gets into the gym, he does a couple warm-up sets, and then he has three sets of 225 pounds. Eight reps. Uh-huh. Okay, so what is that? That's going to be like 1,900 total pounds he's lifted. If you take the number of reps times the amount of weight, you take the same guy. He does 15 minutes. He ends up doing 11 sets, approximately 11 sets with 165 pounds. He's worked with 9,000 pounds.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So the amount of work that you do in the 15 minutes is dramatically greater. And the beauty is, you only do five reps, so you never reach that point, or you don't reach it early.
Right.
Towards the last 5 minutes, you start to get fatigued.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But what happens is, it's kind of like the analogy I gave when we were talking to Charles. It's like shifting a car in the power band.
Right.
As opposed to exhausting it and shifting it when it's redlined and it doesn't have enough power. You're only doing five reps, so you have plenty of energy to go to the next movement and do five reps. You end up using a lot more weight.
Now, should you load up on carbs or something before you go?
I mean, nutrition is independent. Right now, I'm cutting, as you know. And by the way, I'm down to 246.
Wow, I'm up to 198.
Okay. Well, we're going to meet somewhere, you and I.
Yeah.
but, you know, the real goal for me is to cut. And this is a great cutting routine because I'm calorie restricted. I'm carbohydrate restricted. And as a result of that, I don't have a whole lot of energy to do a high volume of work. But I'm still doing a high volume of work. I'm just doing it in sets of fives. It's great.
Wow.
It's great stuff.
I'm going to it Monday. That's what I'm converting. So
now, I don't know that you could do it very long term because I could see what he says that you could burn out. I think once you got into three PR zones, I could see how you would be exhausted.
Well, didn't we talk like a month and then take two off?
I've heard him say 4 weeks on, 4 weeks off, or 4 weeks on, then change to a traditional approach. I've also heard some rumors about 8 weeks on, 1 week off, and then change to a traditional approach.
Gotcha.
So anyway, but it's working. I got to commend Charles.
So now we've got people's curious up again. Tell them how to get the free ebook again.
Okay, if you go to the website, superhumanradio.com, at the homepage, you'll see a link to get a free ebook from Charles Stally called The Unnatural Athlete. And you can also go to charlesstally.com. It's spelled STALEY, charlesstally.com, and you can learn more about escalating density training. I really think it's worthwhile, whether you're endurance, whether you're fitness, whether you're strength, whether you're bodybuilding. It's a great change-up routine.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'll do this for a little while.
Right,
really,
because when you get bored at the gym, you get in trouble.
Yes.
You know, you have to keep the variety in there.
That's
so it's a good thing to change, too.
That's right.
Let's take a break and get this guy
There we go. We're going to take a commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to be talking with Eddie Robinson about sodium loading for maximum cuts. So stay with us.
That'll be good.
No J. two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kevin's got some good beats going now.
Yeah. We got that party started.
And we're back. We're going to be talking
I
now.
I never thought I'd be on a show with the Ying Yang Twins.
There you go. We're going to be talking now to Eddie Robinson. Eddie Robinson is a world-class competitive powerlifter and bodybuilder. As a bodybuilder, he's won the Mr. Florida, the Mr. America, and the Mr. USA titles. And he competed as an IFBB pro for 12 years before retiring. He was featured in 75 national and international magazine covers, 226 articles and advertisements, along with numerous endorsements. And he has authored several articles in the past, like the one that I said that I read in Southern Muscle Plus that brought me to him. We're talking to him today from his home in Florida. How you doing, Eddie? You there, Eddie?
Yeah.
Okay. How you doing, brother?
Good. Good afternoon to you guys. How you doing today, all right?
Good.
Great,
very
man.
Good.
Thanks for coming on with us.
My pleasure.
So anyway, first of all, I got to ask you before we get into the interview, where did you learn about sodium loading?
You know, all of it basically through trial and error is basically learning your own body. Learn how the mechanics, nutrition, everybody's body works so much, so different. What diet works for one person not necessarily will work for the other. Mm-hmm. Of course, I was lucky being a teenager, taking some teenage world records, getting introduced to, of course, you know, Dr. Mauro DiPasquale, and also Fred Hatfield, which are pretty much the masters to me in the sport of powerlifting and bodybuilding and nutrition, you name it.
Right.
And I was lucky to be able to be taken under their wing as a young kid in the Iron Game, and got a lot of education and advice from them, and I pretty much mastered it to fit my own physique and my own body chemistry.
Yeah, I saw where you said you had tried carb loading, fat loading, sodium loading, but I guess each individual is going to have whatever works best for them.
I mean, exactly. I've been there. I've done it all. And the only way you learn, of course, is by experimenting. It's trial and error. You know, you got to learn your body and knows what works, you know. The only bad thing nowadays is a lot of these competitor bodybuilders, they get scared and they try and take an easy route instead of mastering how to manipulate your sodium and electrolytes and your potassium and everything. They take the easy route by taking diuretics like a diazide or aldactone, and they just don't know. Most of them do, but they don't understand how dangerous this is to pull out all the water out of the muscle, and they're not knowing where all this water is coming from. You know, it's not only coming from the muscles, it's coming from, you know, intestines.
Organs, sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is it's so easy to go into a shock, and that means a cardiac arrest. I mean, I see it happen all the time. Guys cramping up on stage, getting carried off stage, and then
right.
You see them sitting backstage with two IVs hanging out of their arms.
You know, I would imagine, and I never really thought much about this but until this conversation, but I would imagine that if you really looked at current bodybuilding trends, the number one reason that guys end up in the hospital is usually related to diuretics, either right before a competition or during a competition, like you were saying. I remember Paul Dillette, they had to carry off the stage. He looked like a mannequin from some competition in New York. His whole body just spasmed.
And stiffened
yeah,
up.
Yeah, stiffened and he couldn't move. And I think, I'm almost positive, and I could be wrong, so I stand to be corrected, but I believe that Porter Cottrell tried to revive Momo, what was his name, Benaziza?
Yeah, Momo Benazia.
And I believe that he died as a result of miscalculating diuretic intake or something like that. So, I mean, when you really think about it, they're very, very dangerous diuretics. They're very dangerous. Now, this is an alternative, obviously, to fooling around with diuretics, correct?
Exactly. I think it's the safest way to do it. It takes time and practice with your own body. But the thing is your body works, you know, it's magic. It's like your body's got to balance itself out. You got to know how to manipulate it and shock your own system. And how I listed my article is, you know, prior to my shows, I'd start out, like they say, 14 days, and I would actually increase sodium intake, and I would feed my body, get it used to it, and slowly take it down. And then to that point, I'd limit my carbs, and all of a sudden, once my sodium intake was down, not extremely low, I think the lowest I went was like 600 milligrams the day before the show. You know, I'd start pumping into potassium, and then, like I said, it'll be so low that right before the contest, I start putting sodium back in. And
let's go ahead and talk about this the way the article's laid out, because the listeners need to know something that you'll be able to get a copy of the article at the Superhuman Radio website after the interview is over. So just pay attention to what Eddie has to say. If you don't get it all written down, don't worry about it, because the complete article, thanks to the generosity of Southern Muscle Plus, you'll be able to get the article from the Superhuman Radio website. So, okay, so let's look at 14 days out, Eddie. Where are we starting?
All right, you know, 2 weeks out, you know, my diet pretty much stays the same. And then what I usually I'm eating through my diet is basic, same foods. It's fish, chicken, eggs, potatoes, tuna, and cream of rice, broccoli, cauliflower, all that. I basically keep my diet the same. Main thing is I'm adding a little salt for flavor, not a lot, because you got to remember, your tuna fish and your eggs have a lot of sodium as it is. Like, say, one egg white, a regular egg, has 55 milligrams of sodium.
Right.
Now, a jumbo, of course, you're going up to 85.
Right,
wow.
If you do the math, you've got a lot of, you know, a lot of sodium right there.
And tuna,
give you an idea. I take in about 40 grams of protein a meal, so that's 10 jumbo egg whites for me.
Right.
That's 850 grams of sodium, milligrams of sodium.
Right.
So it's easy to see how much sodium you can actually take in the natural occurring sodium in the foods.
Right. And you say you've got six meals you're doing at that time, too, and you're taking in at least 2 gallons of water?
Exactly. The thing is, you always got to keep your body flushed. Drink as much water as possible. I always had 2 gallons in the refrigerator that, you know, I'd take out, and I'd have 1 gallon I'd take to the gym, and I'd make sure I killed those 2 gallons or more if I can possibly consume it just throughout that day. Main thing is just keeping the body flushed. And roughly, you know, what I would take around this 14 days out is approximately about 5,500 milligrams of sodium a day. And that's on the average what I would take out. When I start cutting that sodium down is basically when I get to that 10 days out period.
Now
and
also
I reduce my sodium down to about 3,500.
Now you also add a 99 milligram potassium tablet in with each meal.
Exactly.
However, and correct me here because I don't know why I'm not getting it. There's so much potassium in things like yams and other foods as well. Isn't 99 milligrams of potassium almost kind of like negligible that with all the other potassium you're getting throughout the day anyway?
You mean the body wouldn't be able to process that?
No, it's a small amount.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that it seems like a small amount to me, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, to be honest with you, it balances out. When you're taking your 99 milligrams per meal, it's going to help regulate and balance out that sodium because when we're like I say, the 10 days out, we're starting to reduce our sodium intake to 3,500. You want to get that perfect balance. And you got to remember that we're not eating a lot of carbs. We're having a moderate amount of carbs, so we're not getting as much potassium in.
Now, when you say a moderate amount of carbs, how much should you weigh, let's say, during your competitive period as a pro? What was your on stage weight?
I competed about, I would say, 225 to 230 on stage.
Okay, so what kind of carb intake were you utilizing at that point in time when you were getting pre-contest ready?
I kept my carbs right about 300.
That's still considered high, isn't it?
Right, but the thing is, I kept it up because you remember the training and the body mass I was carrying. I have to keep that pretty high.
Yeah.
Then I got to shock the body. Of course, when I come down 3 days prior to the show, I'm cutting my carbs down pretty low. I never go under 100, but I will take them down to roughly about 100 grams.
Right.
For a few days.
I'm sorry. I was looking at the food you eat too, and that's pretty edible stuff, man. Nothing on there sounds bad to me at all. Fish, chicken, eggs, potatoes, and mashed with salt, cream of rice, broccoli, cauliflower, asparagus. All that stuff is really it's nothing that makes me go yuck.
Right. It's all good food. Yeah. All right. So let me recap. So at the two week point, we're doing 5,500 milligrams a day of sodium, and about two gallons of water. And obviously, 2 gallons is a lot of water. I mean, I drink a gallon and a little bit more than a gallon a day, mm-hmm. but my problem is that I got life getting in the way. You know, I got the work and kids and everything else, and it's kind of hard, but I do the same thing. I carry a jug of water around with me everywhere I go, and I use that as my target. But, the 14 day out, we're looking at 55 milligrams of water, of potassium. I mean, I'm sorry, sodium. I'm looking at three different lists here. 2 gallons of water a day, and then your normal meals, correct? And also add in 199 milligram potassium tablet with each of your 5 or 6 meals a day. Okay. So that's where we are starting at, the 14-day point. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, Eddie, we're going to go right to the 10-day, and then we'll work our way right down to the contest day, okay?
Great.
All right, we'll be right back. We're talking with Eddie Robinson about sodium loading. Stay with us.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
I like this song. We gotta give Kevin his props. He's picking some good music, man.
Okay. So, now we're back. We're going to talk about the 10-day out period, Eddie.
Yeah, we're going to day number 10, Eddie. And it says here that you reduce your sodium intake to 3,500 milligrams a day. You're still on the carbs to 300 grams a day. And where do you go from there?
Basically, like you say, I'm keeping my protein 1.5. I'm also trying to consume that 2 gallons of water per day. It's very important to keep that body hydrated throughout this period. I pretty much keep it there all the way till 7 days out. At that point, I start restricting my carbohydrates. I bring that down to, I would say, 100 grams. I never go below 100 grams for this 4 days out. Like I say, you don't want to go below that 100-gram mark. You need that basically for your own bodily function. And I'm sure that a lot of the bodybuilders out there that are listening, that once you take those carbs down, that's when your mind starts going and you start getting aggravated and
Now, are you still using the 99 milligram potassium tablet with these?
Yes, I use that 99 milligram all the way up to the show.
Okay. Now you're 4 days into this. Now we've gone from 14 to 10. Are you starting to already see physical difference? You know, visually.
Visually, you're going to see that. You're still holding a little water. You might not be as hard. It takes a couple days for this to start seeing the body starting to tighten up. You really won't start seeing it really tight until you get to the 5 day out point.
Okay.
And when we get to that 5 day out point, which will be next, is we will take our sodium intake down to 2,000 milligrams. And I tell people not to panic, because you'll look flat at first, basically because you're depleting your carbs and you're restricting your sodium at this point.
Now, strength wise, are you holding your strength in your workout, or do you start to lose a little strength when you're doing this?
No, not at all. I keep my protein up, and I still have a lot of strength in me. Of course, you're going to feel a little fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
You are lowering your carbohydrates down. The main thing at this point, I'm just trying to get the glycogen out of the muscle. I do want to flatten down. That's the key, is to try and get this water to start flushing through my system. I don't want my body to go in any type of shock because, once a lot of people that compete, they go into this, they cut out all their sodium, they start drinking distilled water. That's when their body goes into a shock. And when your body goes into shock, it's going to hold on to all the sodium it can. And it won't let go of that.
Wow.
By doing this method of keeping the sodium up high, manipulate with the potassium, your body's not going to go in any type of shock. It's running smooth. It's happy. It's comfortable. It's not really noticing a drastic change.
Okay.
And by taking in all this water, your body's not going to hoard any water or hold on to it because it knows it's getting a lot of fluid.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Right. So that's right. Just like when you're storing fat, I guess it knows it's coming, so it's used
so
to
it's,
it.
So right.
It
so it doesn't store.
It. I
right,
got you.
Exactly.
So you're in the bathroom every 2 seconds, I guess.
Yeah. There you go. No. Well, that's why you got to carry 2 gallon jugs around.
Oh.
You empty in one and you fill in the other.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So now we go to the 3 day point, Eddie. So now you're going to drop your carbs down to around 60 grams. Is that correct?
Right. I usually take it to 60 to 100 grams of carbs. You know, I keep it right there. I still keep my protein up. I'll bring it down a little bit to maybe 1 gram per pound of body weight. And I pretty much keep the same. Keep chugging the water. You know, keep the sodium as it is. The only time that the sodium is going to change is when we get to that 2 day out point.
I'm sorry. You know what? I misread your. I'm reading through the article as we're talking here. What you said in the article is that you want to cut your carb load down to 60 grams per meal for 5 meals. So you're still hitting that 300 grams of carbohydrates in day 3. Correct? Is that correct or no?
Right, that's when we're starting to carb up right there.
Right, okay.
Right, we just depleted our carbohydrates down to 100 to 60, and we're getting the carbs down, we're getting the glycogen out of the muscle for that period of time, and then we're going to start our carb up phase.
Gotcha.
Okay, and the 3 days out, I start my carb up load. It's 60 grams of carbs with every meal, 5 meals, totaling 300 grams of carbohydrates. And I cut, at that time, when I increase my carbohydrates, I cut my protein down. You know, not in half, but to 1 gram instead of 1.5 per pound of body weight.
Now, is that so that you're still staying calorie restricted, so you trade off a little protein for carbs?
Right. At this time, I'm not training as hard and intense in the gym, and I'm adding more calories, more carbohydrates to my body, and I don't need as much protein at this point in the game.
Gotcha.
And then when I get to the 2 day out, now we're going to the 2 days out. You know, I start reducing. This is when I start really manipulating my sodium intake. I take it down to 1,000 milligrams, and, of course, I'm not adding any salt. I'm just getting the salt that's naturally in my eggs and what have you.
I was going to say, it's got to be hard. I'm aware, like you said earlier, I look at sodium, and there's so much sodium in all different types of food.
Right.
I mean, you know, even chicken breasts have sodium in them, mm-hmm. and tomatoes have a ton of sodium, you know, and so on. And so it's got to be hard to be able to eat 5 or 6 meals a day and only a total of 1,000 milligrams of sodium in that day.
Yeah, that's when you got to start cutting back. And, you know, usually you're eating chicken because you got to remember, Carl, when you just one can of tuna fish, of course, you got 2.5 servings in there. That sodium alone is 1,125 milligrams of sodium in that one can.
Wow.
So it gives you an idea how much sodium we get in.
Right.
You know, just like I said, if you look at, you know, soups and other things like that and your egg whites, the sodium is unbelievable.
I guess that's why someone who eats salt on everything, they've already got enough sodium in the food.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're salting it all, you're looking at hardening of the arteries and everything
time. You're definitely going to carry a lot of salt. There's
right.
No doubt about it.
Wow.
A lot of sodium. So at this point in time, we have to work hard to get to 1,000 milligrams of sodium a day. And at this point in time, are you actually measuring the amount of salt? I mean, you at this point in time, you've got to keep a diary of how much salt you're taking in, I would imagine.
Oh, exactly. You're limiting things down. You're limiting the eggs that you're taking. As I say, one egg white has 55 to 85, depending on the size of the egg white you're taking from the jumbo, from the large. And, yes, you're basically writing everything down and making sure you don't go over that 1,000 milligram point.
Wow.
And you're basically eating your chicken and what have you that's lower in the sodium.
Right.
Well, it even says in the article that at that point you add no salt to foods anymore at all because you're getting it from the food at 1,000 milligrams.
Yeah, yeah, and I see the foods that you've chosen. The meals are going to be chicken, rice, yams, and oatmeal. So chicken is your primary protein at that point in time because it's very low in sodium.
Correct.
And for those listening to the show, you'll be able to download this article, and it has detailed information about the step-by-step process as well as the proper foods to utilize to make this work. So you can go to the superhumanradio.com website. On the homepage, you'll see a box that says download Eddie Robinson's article for sodium loading for maximum cuts, and you can get that article yourself and keep it and use it as a guide for your own sodium loading phase as well. So, okay, so now we're a day out. Now you're saying you want to reduce sodium to 600 milligrams. Maron, that's really low. How do you do that? How do you get it down to 600 milligrams?
You're just nibbling on chicken breast that day, pretty much.
Oh, man. Sounds like a rough life, eating breast.
You know, and this one day out, you know, you're basically not doing anything. You're taking it easy, getting ready, getting focused for the show, and you're sipping the water throughout the day. You're checking your body in the mirror. This time, you should be pretty much on the money.
Right.
You know, you keep carb loading and drinking, you know, water as needed.
Right. And I see it says light posing, but no training. So you're just doing a little flexing.
Exactly. And you know what? You don't want to go through an intensive training because I tell you what, I see some of these guys say, okay, I'm just going to train, you know, just some posing and no training. And, you know, you do an hour worth of posing. It's just like doing a full-blown workout.
Oh, yeah. It's like dynamic tension exercise, flexing every body, a muscle in your body, trying to hit all the compulsories. And that in and of itself is exercise. People don't realize it.
That's why I really stress light posing and no training at all. Take it easy. Get focused. You should be on the money. You know, you make sure you're taking your potassium and you keep your sodium where it's at, and you should be pretty much on the money right here.
Okay. All right, so we've got this now laid out to day one, and in a moment, we're going to take a commercial break in a moment, and when we come back, we're going to come in for the contest day. We're going to have you break out the contest day because there's some interesting stuff that you recommend here that I want to let the listeners learn about. So you're listening to Eddie Robinson. We're talking about sodium loading for maximum cuts. When we come back, we're going to be discussing what to do on contest day to come in as ripped and hard as possible. We'll be right back with you.
Talk Radio 1080 WKJK.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lenore, and I'm in the studio with
LG Dupree.
I've got a quick announcement to make before we get back to Eddie Robinson. We have a new advertiser, and spots were supposed to be running today, but there was a problem, I guess, in traffic and programming, so they didn't get on. They will be on next week, but I want to tell you about them anyway. It's Brandenburg Nutrition, Brandenburg-nutrition.com. They've got a product called Strategic Protein, which is a combination of whey, casein, and egg protein, so it's a full-spectrum protein product. Uh-huh. It's a great product. You can visit their website again, Brandenburg-nutrition.
You've actually been using that, haven't you?
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's really good stuff. And on top of that, they give a wonderful 20% discount to law enforcement and military personnel.
Cool.
So if you're a police officer or you're enlisted man or woman, you should go to their website because they favor those people by giving them a 20% discount. Again, it's Brandenburg-nutrition.com, and you'll start hearing their radio spots next week. Okay, Eddie, so we're back with you now. It's contest day. So what are we doing?
Okay, contest day is when the magic happens. I mean, you can only peak for so long when you get on that stage. So this is where you put it all together, all the hard work you did on manipulating your sodium, your potassium, your carbohydrates, all the work you've done for the 14-week, 12-week diet. This is where the magic comes in. If you've done your homework right and you follow these principles, this is the day that it happens. And when it happens for me, I start off at 4 o'clock in the morning. Of course, I go to bed around 8 o'clock. I'm focused. I'm lights out. I'm relaxed. I'm taking it easy. 4 o'clock in the morning hits, I start a carb up. And at 4 in the morning, I usually start with 30 to 60 grams of carbohydrates for every 2 hours. And that would consist of yams and rice, basically, is what I eat. And at this time, I'm only sipping on water. I'm only just basically keeping my mouth wet during this time. And like I say, I'm only nibbling on protein every few hours. At this point, you really don't need a lot of protein in your system. You just want to key on the carbohydrates. And I usually do this 60 grams, 30 to 60 grams of carbs every 2 hours until I get to the two-hour point before prejudging. And this is where the magic comes in. That two-hour point before the prejudging, that's when I consume a high-fat, high-carbohydrate, and a high-sodium meal. And a lot of people scratch their head and say, what is it he's going to eat? Of course, you know, I've done this with trial and error, and you know, and my key is in the detonator that fills me out and pulls that water that I might be having under the skin and into the muscle and to fill the muscle up. I eat a BK Whopper and it's a large fry.
Man. That's a detonator, all right.
That's a detonator. And you know what the mistake is? You can talk to every bodybuilder, and they'll say, you know, after the night show, they'll go out and they'll have their large pizza and their four regular Cokes or Diet Cokes and their cookie and their ice cream. And the next day or within an hour, they look the best they ever did. And they go, man, why yes. did I do this for the show?
Look I've heard that. Right.
I mean, it's the same thing over and over. So, you know, after I competed for 22 years, and I got to the point, you know, 2 hours before the show, I'm going to do what I usually do after the show, because that's when I So, you know, the thing is, when your body takes in all this fat and the sodium and the high carbs, and you don't have a lot of water in your body as it is, anything that's subcutaneous is going to get sucked right into that muscle. I mean, this is when your skin actually looks like saran wrap. You start looking like Skeletor. Your jaw starts sinking in. I mean, it's sucked into your eyes. But the thing is, that's when you're showing your most detailed muscle. Right. I mean, you are ripped. I mean, you hit a shot and you see lines at this time that you've never seen in your life. I mean, that's when usually the striation in your glutes come out, the separation in your chest. And that's because when you take in this high fat, this high sodium, your body's loving it because it was already depleted, didn't have time to go into a shock saying, hey, we're without this stuff.
Right.
Just hoard it and start storing it.
Right.
This is when you hit that peak.
Now, 30 minutes before you step on stage, according to this article, you start sipping on Kool-Aid with sugar in it, huh?
Right. Well, what I do is right, you know, I'm right at this time, and I'm in that backstage there getting ready to pump up to go on stage. You know, I know my muscles are hungry, man. You know, I'm tight right now, and any fluid I take in, because I got this high fat, sodium, and carbs, they're sucked right into that muscle cell right now. They're ready to be fed. And when I start adding this fluid while I'm training, it's getting drawn right into the muscle. Because you remember, water follows the carbohydrate.
Right.
And also the fat and sodium is getting drawn into that cell. And when I'm sipping on this Kool-Aid, of course, I have about roughly a cup of sugar in this water bottle.
Wow.
I just sip on that while I'm training, and I tell you what, I get such a pump, and I can actually just feel the skin just tightened down in your body.
Wow.
And like I say, you can only hold this peak for so long. I mean, you know, you get 7 hours or 4 hours on this, you're lucky. And you got to time this just right. And when I have that the Whopper and fries 2 hours before prejudging, I calculate that that's when it really happens. That time frame, that 2 hours is when it's right in your system, everything's good to go. And at that two-hour point, I'm walking on that prejudging stage the best I've ever looked.
And so you keep consuming 40 to 50 grams of carbs every 2 hours throughout the prejudging and the competition. Is that correct?
Right. Well, after prejudging can last anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half.
Right.
You know, that's why I'm sucking on that, sipping down that
Kool-Aid.
A cocktail, I
right, think. Right, right, right. Kitty cocktail.
Yeah, really.
A real kitty cocktail, okay. All right, and then you continue to do that every 2 hours. You continue to keep your body carved up. Now, then you the night show, you have another high-fat carb meal. Is that correct?
Exactly. Like, throughout the day, our show usually don't start till maybe 8 o'clock at night, and
right.
We might not get on stage till, depending, you know, on the classes or what have you, but in our routine, if there's 30 guys in the show, you might not go on until 10:30 at night when the contest started at 8, 9 o'clock. So, you know, backstage, I'm still eating, my carbs every 2 hours, you know. But like I say, right before I know when I'm going out, I'm going to go ahead. I always carry me another BK and a large fry with me in my bag. And when I hit that two-hour point, there I am, eating my fries and my burger, and I'm still drinking my Kool-Aid.
That's amazing.
And the same thing happens against the night show. You know, the night show is not as important as the prejudging.
Right.
Prejudging, they know who won the show.
Right,
right.
Night shows is a cakewalk. But the main thing is that night show, you want to look the best because, you know, there's your cover shots. There's your article shots.
Right, and also the fans, otherwise the fans don't see what the judges saw, and they think to themselves, well, how the heck did this guy win? He looked flat at the night show, you know, so it's important.
You know, a lot of guys do flatten out for the night show.
I've noticed that.
Good.
Right.
And a lot of times at prejudging, the guys look like hell and come back to the night show looking unbelievable.
Right.
Because after prejudging, they said, man, I look like crap. They gave up. They went out and they had their BK boy.
Right. And they look great.
They had their couple beers and wines and heck with it. And they come back looking like a freak.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It happens all the time.
Now, for those of you listening to this, you can get this complete, detailed, written article at superhumanradio.com. It's on the homepage. Just look for it. It says the article is written by Eddie Robinson about sodium loading for maximum cuts. And Eddie gives a beautiful detail from the 14-day out right up to contest day, what you need to do, what macronutrients you need, sodium and potassium levels, and so on and so forth. So you can get that. And this is very valuable because I know a lot of guys who want to charge people for this information because this is a science right
here. This is the real deal. This is a science,
and there are people out there who you will hire because they want to help you come in on looking best for a competition, mm-hmm. and they'll charge you by the hour. They won't give you the information. They'll just keep telling you every time they get with you, well, now do this, now do that. Well, here, Eddie lays it out right here. You could do it yourself, and it's very generous of him to do this for those of the new competitors out there who are trying to learn this this technique. It's very wonderful. Anyway, Eddie, so what do you got going on right now? Anything exciting? Any shows, guest posing or anything like that?
No, to be honest with you, in 2000, I pretty much hung up my hat in competing. You know, I'm still writing for the publications and helping out athletes as much as I can. I'm doing a little personal training, and you know, pretty much that's about it. I get a lot of response off my website. I sell my training videos, my 8x10s, and anybody who wants to go visit, they can see it at eddierobinson.org. And if they want to need help getting dialed into these shows, they can also email me at erusa89@AOL. I'll be more than happy to sit down with them and dial them into their show. Because you guys remember, everybody's body is different.
Right.
And, you know, map it out and see what their lifestyle is and put it together for them.
So you say you hung up your weights in 2000, but to do that for 22 years, you really haven't retired at all. You're still so into this that it's a part of your lifestyle. It's always going to be.
Right.
I mean,
right.
there's no way, Eddie. I mean, I'm looking at you on this at the article. That's a massive man. And you may not want to tell us, but how tall are you working out at 230?
Well, believe it or not, I'm 5'7".
Okay, you're an inch taller than I am. That's why I was wondering. I'm at 198 right now.
Maybe feel good.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah, there you go. Well, anyway, if you want to reach Eddie Robinson, you can go to eddierobinson.org, eddierobinson.org, and you can retain his services as a personal trainer. He's available. You can read other articles. You can see pictures of them. You know what? There's a poster in my gym that I've walked past for years now, never realized who it was, and it's you on the motorcycle with the shades on.
There you go. Very popular photo.
Yeah, very popular photo. Yeah. And who? I didn't even realize it.
Made about three covers nationally here, you know, on Flex and also out in Europe.
Well, you were on the Flex Millennium cover, right? The year 2000 cover.
Right. I did 75 covers, and I did probably about, I think, good 20, 25 for Muscle Fitness and Flex.
Wow. Right. Well, that's great. Well, Eddie, it's been a privilege to have you on the show today.
Thank you,
Carl. I want to thank you for doing the show, and we'll keep in touch with you, okay?
Anytime. Thank you, buddy.
Take care, Bob.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Anyway, wow. There you have it. Eddie Robinson gives you the details on how to become totally shredded right before a competition sodium loading.
You're a heck of a host. You didn't even embarrass a guy. I was looking at the article, and he's talking about loading up on the BK Whoppers, and after your body's not used to that, it says so right here. He called it the gas from hell.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I didn't want to bring that article
up. I know, that's funny.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I could imagine after you've eaten right for so long, then you throw something like that in your system.
Oh, yeah.
It's gotta
your
be.
Body wants to get it out as quickly as possible. It comes out with the wrapper on. Oh, man. But anyway, that's it. And you can get that article at our website, superhumanradio.com. Download it. Mm-hmm. Put it away in your war chest. I'll tell you something else. You may not be getting ready for a competition. You may be getting ready to be best man at a wedding, and you stay pretty close to competition level, as far as maybe under 10% body fat. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking to yourself, gee, I got a wedding to go to. I want to look my best. Well, 2 weeks out from the wedding, you can use this same protocol.
Right.
And walk into that wedding looking bigger and harder than ever before.
What we ought to do is one show on just not like this extreme, but something for the average Joe like myself to cut up a little better on.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll bring that on down the road. We can do that. Dieting, but anyway,
I diet. I drink too many frosty wheat sodas, brother. You know that's
Are you back to that again? Huh?
No. Just maybe a couple times a week, but you know it shows on my gut.
Well,
buddy.
Listen, next week we've got a great show.
Okay,
we've got a guy on next week named Marv Fremerman. He's the author of a book called Mind Over Sports, and we're going to be talking about the critical link between meditation and athletic performance.
Wow, that's good stuff.
You're going to want to tune in next week, and I'll tell you why. Because if you've never given meditation any thought, or if you have, but you don't realize, there is a strong connection between athletic performance, whether it be strength, whether it be endurance, and your ability to control the sympathetic adrenal response, which is directly related to meditation.
And I'll take that a step further. If you can do the meditation and self-hypnosis along with it, it's incredible what you can talk your body into doing.
Oh, I know.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I do that
whenever I want to have a date with myself.
No, that's not meditation, brother.
That's another tation. Yeah. There you go. That's a bation.
There you go. You're a master at it, right?
You've been listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lenore.
Along with LG Dupree. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
We just surprised Kevin. Sorry about that, buddy.
I did that to him last week. I ended the show 3 minutes early. He looked at me. He goes, we still got 3 minutes.
What the hell's wrong with you? All right. Have a great week.
See you next week.